Welcome to Christ Today. Heavenly Father, thank you for your plan of salvation through Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. There is a stirring in the world, and we can sense it in ourselves, our family, our church, in our state, in our country, and we know that things can change all around us. We are grateful to have the comfort of our God, who does not change. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8 says that. How different God is from all the matters that we experience in human history, which show us that things will change, that there will be even chaos and war. And we know that there are biblical patterns that can instruct us of what has been and what will come. And sure, we can say war and good and evil. And indeed, there are things that are on a human level that we can come to expect in our current world, as we see that there is a battle between good and evil in our world. And we know that people will choose good and some will choose evil, and an ungodly path that just might bring about judgment quickly or slowly. I think of Achan in the book of Joshua 7:21, when there was a war between Israel and the town of Ai. And the soldiers of Israel were told not to take anything. But the Israelite by the name of Achan, he took for himself a coat and silver and gold, and he was found out, and there was a penalty of disobeying God's command, and it was death for Achan and those of his family. Well, I think about that event, and I think about what's going on today. I wonder about, how God puts things into his word. And I think about the battle at AI, because I think of AI today. And what does AI mean? Artificial intelligence. And I wonder if that is another meaning for what is going on today. It might be, and it might not. But we can read God's word and try to understand the full meaning of obedience and disobedience, or of artificial intelligence, which would be AI, as we have human activity in our computers. Oh, well, there is a certain prediction of what will go on, because we have prophecy. There are things that are told that our future would hold, and there would be war in our future. There would be conflict, and we can only see what we can see, but we are told that things will happen. Well, right now we have people telling us that artificial intelligence, AI, will be able to track down every individual, including every soldier. And that would be done through the computer system. And artificial intelligence can make an understanding of each person's thought process and predict what we will say and what we will do. It is a very interesting subject, and there are people who have examined what could happen based on cycles. Cycles. I know one cycle that is talked about lately, and it is the cycle of Jubilee. Every 50 years, what happens? Well, actually, it's 49 years, but on the 50th year, there is the effect of Jubilee. And if you go back in history, you can see that there is a cycle that has war in it. War. So that's something that we're looking at right now. The Jubilee cycle and the 50th year indicates that we just might have a war. And there are two authors who have said something quite similar. One is Jonathan Cahn, who wrote the book The Harbinger, and the other is Mark Biltz, the author of Blood Moons. And they both identify patterns that they see in history. And that is why they are saying perhaps, just perhaps, there will be a big war in the coming year of Jubilee, which is approaching soon. It depends on, again, if you count 49 years or 50 years, but there is a pattern of restoration and war that both of them have identified. So what are the big events coming our way, and should we be prepared? Well, we should always be prepared, and America has, in one sense, been prepared, and in another sense, we can see how there has been judgment in every group on Earth. I know there are people who say, look at what America has done, and shouldn't America be judged? And I think of Genesis 15:16, which talks about the fullness of iniquity of the Amorites, and that was why they had not been judged yet, because the fullness of their iniquity or sin had not been reached yet. So therefore, the judgment was delayed. And this is what some people would say is happening in America, that the fullness of the sin of America has not yet been reached. Now, we are puzzling over what could happen, but as you read the Bible scripture, we can see that this is not just possible, but likely. We have Revelation chapter 18, where Mystery Babylon has fallen, and it was judged. Now, there are people in America who see that America is Mystery Babylon, and America will be utterly destroyed. Now, utterly destroyed does not have to mean that every chicken and every cow is destroyed and every human being, because there often is a remnant of survivors who remain to preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ and eternal salvation. Well, in this world, we still have plenty of troubles, troubles here, troubles there, and we want to preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Of course, in this world, we will have troubles, and there will be consequences for our actions and even our thoughts. There's Proverbs 4:33 that talks about consequences for thoughts, and there's also in the Proverbs of preparing for the trouble that is coming, that the wise man moves out of the way of the trouble that is coming. That's Proverbs 22:3 and 27:12. So we can see trouble coming, can't we? Well, let's avoid it. What kind of trouble do you see coming? A lot of people see trouble coming in their locality, even to their doorstep. Now, the Bible indicates that Jerusalem is a timepiece, and that there will be trouble in Jerusalem. And when you look back just a little bit to October 7th, 2023, there was trouble in Israel, and there were many men, women, and children that were killed and captured. It was a terrible, terrible event. And now many countries are siding with one side or the other, and they are making that chant of from the river to the sea. Well, that phrase was originally in the Bible, and it was given that Abraham was and his descendants were given from the river to the sea. That's Genesis 15:18. But as so many things, people see it a little bit different, and they propose something or other, which is what both sides are doing. They're using the Bible for their own argument. Well, we humans have always done something like that. Sometimes it's a little complicated, and sometimes it isn't. We have Genesis 15:18 that tells that from the river to the sea, Abraham and his descendants will have the land. And there's always a question, his descendants, who are they? Are they Isaac or Ishmael, or are they Keturah, Abraham's second wife, and their six sons? Well, we have questions, don't we? It's not that it's always so certain about what the events of the day mean or what the events of the Bible mean. But we do know that our God is a just God, and he will enforce his justice. There is something in the Bible about God does not like the killing of the innocents, and there have been innocents killed in the October 6th, 7th event. That was just a terrible time in Israel's history. Oh, you know, we think about things that have gone on and want to put blame on one area or the other. Well, there is plenty of blame to go around. Even here's one that doesn't get talked about very much, is apparently there was a golden calf at the music festival, and that golden calf was danced around by people. So I have to think about the other golden calf at the time of the Exodus. What would God think, and what would God do? Well, we have certain Bible verses that will get our attention, and I do think about the innocents that have been killed, and I think of how Proverbs 6, the Psalms 31 and Proverbs 6, 16, they both talk about God caring for the innocent. Well, we all have a perspective, and we all talk about what is going on in the world and what is to come. We have a time on the earth right now where things are going on, and we do have to be aware. We have to protect ourselves, our people, our country, everything, as we hear people from one country shouting at the people of another country. They are shouting death to America and death to Israel. And we have to realize that there are people who really have that intent. They intend to kill both America and Israel. And somehow the politicians, some of them see it and some of them do not. And so we have a mixture of things going on in our country and surrounding countries too. We have many, many migrants coming to America. And there is a question of who are they? Are they people who want to love America or destroy America? Why, there are, well, the number is still not really known, but there are at least hundreds and probably thousands of people on the terrorist watch list who are coming into America. Do you know why? Well, it's kind of obvious why they would, but how do we know for sure? Well, maybe we don't, but we have a good indicator. And I think back to the FBI director who for the last 2 years has been shouting out to Senate and Congress and the American people that there are flashing lights going off all across America. They're warning lights that trouble is coming to America. So do we believe him? Do we believe the Bible? And therefore, what do we do about it? Are you getting prepared? Well, trouble be coming. Well, if there were trouble, what would you do? So get a little bit ready, because if there are warning lights flashing across America, what would you need to do to get ready for trouble? It seems kind of obvious that there is some things that we all need to live. We all need water and food and warmth. We want to have communications and commerce, like banking. And there are things like transportation for our car and our railroads and our shipping and simple, plain old communication, either electronic or voice communication. All these things are set to be attacked. I mean, you listen to the terrorists that have come into this country, and they will tell you that they have training to harm these parts of America. What should we be doing to get ready? Will America be attacked like never before? We better look at the possibility, because it certainly is possible. And I think of the people who have promoted a new world order, and they say, well, let me go back to Henry Kissinger. That was about 40 years that he said, 40 years ago, that he said, the only thing standing in the way of the new world order is a strong America. Well, have we been weakened in these last 40 years? Oh, yes. Look at history. Try to understand that we have people who want a strong America, and we have people who want to destroy America. These sides are quite well set, and I do not expect them to stop in their desires. There are still people who want a strong America, and there's still people who want to destroy America. What will happen to your living, your life, the things that you're able to do, the causes that you want to support? Do you want to support Christianity? Well, it's a good time to do it. And make good sense of what you're doing with your resources. Yes, both to survive and also to support the causes that you believe are worthy. There's so many things going on these days because America is having troubles. They are having troubles with matters of morality and even physical matters like medical things. Well, just think of the turbo cancers that are going on. If you are not aware of it, just have a look. There are doctors and the cancer doctors, oncologists, who say that we are having a rise in cancer like never before. We are seeing cancer in 20 and 30-year-olds that would be normal for a 70 or 80-year-old. It's because of the turbo cancers that are going on, and nobody knows why. But what has changed? What has changed in the world has been, there was a vaccine required of so many people, and so many people volunteered to take that so-called vaccine. It was not a vaccine in the traditional sense. It was an mRNA vaccine, and it had a function within your body to do things that no other so-called vaccine has done. It's something we had better just see. Now, it is affecting a lot of people's lives. Or anyway, we believe it is. Many doctors say that that is the thing that has changed. Do you want proof? How do you register? How do you decide what proof is? We have this little issue for all of mankind and all of America. Who is looking and how are they looking? Well, I hope that you do look, and I hope that you do say, I want God to be in my life as the most important part. So is God ruling your life, or are the requirements of mankind ruling your life? Well, we all get to decide that little question, but do realize that we are all in a battle of between good and evil in our life, and it's all over the earth. Good and evil, it's a battle. God versus Satan, and a part of that battle is Satan wants to harm humanity because God loves humanity. So it happens in different ways that we are attacked. Every person, and certainly every Christian person, is subject to being attacked. And we have it in all sorts of ways. Yes, in the medical area, with everything. Oh, but even the political areas, we have a little pressure going on. It's always been a fight. It's just that it continues. Even today, there is a new bill in California, AB 1333, that has been proposed to eliminate circumstances of justifiable homicide. It's something that really would affect our legal system and our ability to protect ourselves. And of course, there are details that will change everything. And it reminds me of what has been said in the past, the devil is in the details. Yeah, oh, I've seen that in life. That's one of the things that I used to be good at, was to look at the details in a contract or in words and see what they meant. So we have that going on today. We have tricky people trying to trick the people of the world and the people of America to believe or to support one thing or another as rights are questioned and even eliminated. What are our rights? Is there really a Bill of Rights that protects us? Or do we have to take an active part in protecting our own selves and protecting our babies, protecting the innocents? Well, it's not so hard to discern if you give it a good, close, and critical look. But you have to. You have to look. You have to see what is going on, both in the political reality and the life that we live, and the spiritual reality. All these things are a part of what we are to discern to protect ourselves, ourselves, our family, and the people around us. It's just what we are supposed to do. Have you looked? Are you dealing with tricky people? Oh, yeah. Oh, I've dealt with a lot of tricky people, and they use their, call it intellect, to make you be caught up in concepts and words. And then they try to manipulate you. And they're pretty good at it. So it's something that we all have to watch out for. Be careful, physically and financially, politically, and in every way. Guard your spirit and the people around you, especially the innocents. Look out for people. Every one of us must be strong in the Lord. A part of that is being wise and to know what forces to support or what forces to oppose, because there are plenty of people and plenty of, call it, forces that want to control you, that want to even kill you. That's something that we can see in history and certainly in the Bible. It's right there. And sometimes we think we can have a voice in what's going on. Sometimes we think we can vote a bad person out of office. And yes, indeed, we can. But voting is a very interesting question. I've heard it called a pablum for the babies. Because we think we have a voice by voting. And often we do. Certainly, in a just and fair system, we do have a voice in the vote that we make. But the people who want to corrupt will always corrupt things like the vote. And I think of the dictator in Russia, Stalin. And Stalin said, now this was 70 years ago, but it's still true. He said, it does not matter who votes. It only matters who counts the votes. And that's something we are having people question today in America, the vote counting. So whatever is going on, we want to be close to it and be a part of what is going on so that we protect our rights, including our Bill of Rights. So very important. And if we just let other people decide things for us, it's very dangerous to let other people decide things for us, even the politicians that are supposed to represent us. I think of Hosea 4:6 that says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And look at the system that is going on. There are people who are being destroyed for lack of knowledge or for lack of power. And there is a certain dumbing down that has gone on all across America. In our education system, dumbing down hugely. And that reminds me of a book that speaks about, the title of it is called The Dumbing Down of America by Charlotte Iserby. And I think that book was about 25 years ago. It's still available, but I don't think it's in print anymore. Anyway, it was an excellent book, The Dumbing Down of America by Charlotte Iserby. And she worked for the Department of Education, and her little book was full of facts and figures and documents and letters. And if it was available, it would be available as a used book. I would surely suggest it. Even if it's not in print anymore, it was an excellent, excellent book. Well, we are in a battle. It's a battle of a lifetime, and it is to determine what happens to our life. Are we going to seek truth? And what values do we wish to uphold and live by? And what will our eternal destiny be? And see, all these things are questions about what happens with truth. What happens with what we pursue and support and uphold? We get a little bit of truth in the world we live in. We have life events that affect us. We have the Bible that can show us truth. And then we get to determine what we believe based on what we understand. The Bible is true. And we have a creator, God, who is the force of life within us. So which one are we going to seek to hold on to believe, to hold close to us? Will it be Jesus or will it be the world? We have this battle in so many ways. What are we going to support? How are we going to live? When we see the life events around us, we can look for one thing or another. Let's use an example here of seeing what happens in the universe or in the world. And what do you attribute it to? For instance, now we just have the alignment of the seven planets. The planets were aligned. Now, what do you attribute that to? Do you attribute that to God, or do you attribute that to the universe? Well, we all have a different feeling about how things happen, don't we? Who created the universe? Who created man? Was it God, or was it an evolution from rocks to life? Well, we all get to decide a little bit of this and that, and we get to figure out, do we believe in the life that God would give us or the life that rocks would give us and evolution? Well, we attribute it one way or another. We believe one thing or another. Is it God or is it the universe? Well, we believe one way or the other, and we get the effect of what we believe. All these things have a bearing on our life and upon our eternity. Will our eternity be in heaven or in hell? And we have a matter of love and a matter of destruction. It's quite similar to God and the devil, or heaven and hell. So what are we going to support and live by? What will you say? And how will we tell others about this truth? Sometime we have to do a lot of searching. And sometime it is one plain and simple prayer that makes everything change in our life. I know I've said the prayer before too. Lord, I don't know if you're real or not, but God, if you're real, show me. Yeah, I remember praying that. And it took a while, but God certainly did show me. And now I certainly am a believer. God showed me, and he can show every one of us. The good people, the bad people. And in a way, we are all full of something that God doesn't like. And so we want to turn our life into what God likes. And we want to follow Jesus. And we want to be saved from the fire of hell. And so we get to talk to people about this, and it is done in different ways for different people. And that's what we use our mind for, is to think about, what will a person hear? What will they listen to? How can I speak to them about Jesus? It's all a little bit different, and you are capable of doing all of it. We all are. And we want to show the love of Jesus for people and the salvation. Salvation from the hell fire. It's something we all do. It's in the Bible. We can learn it and we can express it. But it takes a little bit of thought, and it certainly takes doing. Just like we have a little time and a little money. What are we doing with it? Are we putting it to a cause that is aligned with God? With Jesus Christ? What are we doing with our time and our money? It's a matter that is good to look into. It is important because it reflects on who we are. So I urge everyone to do that. Look at the life that you're living, and really, let's try not to have any regrets for all the things that are going on. It's easy to have regrets. Oh, I have regrets too. And some of the regrets I have is not sharing Jesus. Even when I felt it in my heart and my mind, go talk to them about Jesus. I still regret not doing it. Yeah, it's been 25, 30 years ago, right in there. And I still remember that I have regret to this day of not having followed that Holy Spirit inside of me. So what do? We do what we can, and we desire to submit to God, God's Holy Spirit. And we pray for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, God is amazing, and he gives us circumstances that we interact with, and it is sometimes wonderful, sometimes challenging, and we say, oh Lord, thank you. Well, we have pressures on our life today, and everyone has something that we're going to do with them. How are we going to react to the world? How are we going to react to the pressure in our mind, or let's say the battles of within our mind of good and evil? What will our actions be? And how will we deal with the life that is in front of us? Yes, we have things, and we have guidance. We have, I'm just thinking of Romans 13. No, Romans 9:13, where it talks about God saying, Jacob I have loved, and Esau have I hated. So we have a matter of people being a certain way, even from their birth, even from their conception. But every one of us has the ability to look at our life and determine what is true and what is not true, and then how are we going to live? I think that there's so many people who have been, well, you would call them people who are not good. We know from the testimony. I have heard plenty of testimony. And sure, in one way or another, perhaps we have all been a person that was not good. Some people have actually been evil, and then they turn towards Jesus Christ and follow Jesus. So we all have that option. We all have the ability to look and to see, what will you stand up for? Will you stand up for Jesus, or do you want to just live in a world full of sin and corruption? No, let's look at the goodness of life. Let us stand for God's righteousness as we go through life. And a part of that begins with our thinking. Our thinking that determines what we do, how we act. There's 1 Corinthians 11:31 that talks about, if we judge ourselves, we will not be judged. Now, this is, you read it in context. If we judge the way that we are thinking and acting and follow Jesus Christ, then we will have corrected our thoughts and our actions. And then we will not go on that big old highway to hell, which is talked about in Matthew 7:13. the highway to destruction? Or do we take the narrow path that leads to life? Don't we all make the decision? And don't we all have somebody that we want to be in heaven with? So let's remember to talk to people in a way that they can hear. We will use our wisdom and our brains to talk to people in a way that they can hear. We can ask God's Holy Spirit to guide us for His understanding, for His guidance as we go about talking to people about Jesus Christ. Well, God, help us, Lord, and help us to hear Jesus, listen to Jesus, and that we listen not to a man, but that we listen to Jesus. Now that's another part, Acts 5:29. It says not to listen to men, but instead listen to God, Jesus. Well, we live in a land of freedom, don't we? Yeah, we do live in a land of freedom, but there is so much going on here. And we have to just remember, what is our perspective? Is God first, or is the law first? It's all a part of how we live in life. And we have a history of America. We have founders who have fought for freedom. And then there are different things that every one of us believes. But we have to put it in order. Is God's law the most important, or is man's law the most important? Well, sometimes we only do things part way, and we see things in terms of what is man's law, and we kind of forget about God's law. That's common, but of course it's not the rule, otherwise we wouldn't have God's law. But we have a history, and we have founding fathers that were concerned with freedom. Now, do you think that freedom was to speak as you want? Yes, it was, but it was to speak as you want about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, you can see that in history. Of course, there are people who don't believe that, and they tell you a different history from that. So we have a mind that can discern what is said about what. And of course, there are people who want to promote one person or another in our history. I think of Patrick Henry, who said, "Is life so dear, or peace so sweet, as to be purchased with the price of the chains of slavery?" Well, Patrick Henry continues, and he says, "God forbid it." So we have this in our history of God forbid slavery. Oh, that's what Patrick Henry says. And so he fights for freedom. Americans of every color have fought for freedom. We want freedom, indeed we do. And so we look at our history and we say, people have fought for freedom. So true. It is freedom against slavery why we have had people of every color and race that have fought against slavery. We have expressions in our history of a wonderful America, and we have to determine in our own mind and heart, are we going to preserve freedom to speak about God, or are we going to preserve our freedom to support a political freedom? Well, we all get to figure these things out, and it's a little complicated because there are people who have wanted one thing or another all throughout history. Why, we look at the history of the centers of our political power, like in Washington, D.C. We look at the temples around, like the Lincoln Memorial that was built to resemble a pagan temple. We look at the Statue of Liberty, which was built to resemble the image of a pagan goddess. There is a struggle going on in America, and so which side are you going to stand on? Will it be the freedom of humanity, or will it be the freedom of God? Takes a little discernment, doesn't it? It's a little question, and it's not easy to understand always. But we want to have this discernment so that we live an effective life to speak to others about Jesus Christ. There is something in the Middle East going on right now, and it is a great deal of conflict. In the conflict is spilling over into the whole world. We see it going on, and it's not an easy thing. Of course, when I think of the Middle East, I think of Jerusalem, which has been called God's timepiece. But there's a whole history with biblical history about what has gone on with in a way it is heritage, and in a way it is history, and we all have a choice about what we are going to follow. Will we look at the Bible examples? Let's just look at David and Goliath. David and Goliath is a one story that we have all listened to for years. Do we know that David was angry with Goliath for speaking badly about God? And it was about God. And so Goliath said to David, "Oh, you dog, coming to me." And so David responded by saying that the fowls of the air would eat your flesh, and the beasts of the fields will eat you, Goliath. So what was David saying? He was defending God, not his own strength, but the holy God of Israel. So we have this to look at in history. What's going on? How do we learn Bible history? It's not the people that are fighting. It is the Spirit of God that is fighting. And we get that as we search for understanding within Bible history and human history. As we study the Word of God, we learn that the will of God is supported, and it's not really about the will of man. I know there are people who say one thing or the other. Often enough, they are historians in the last 100 years. And I think they distort history. But you don't find that easily. You have to look up history, American history and biblical history, and know the difference between this and that. It takes a little doing. But we have an intellect. God gave us a mind, and we say, "Yes, Lord, God, show us." That helps too. Well, we all have things that are going on right now in life that we deal with. We are dealing with the political situation, economic situation, and of course the historical things. Oh yes, and we see historical patterns. There's some really people who can really identify historical patterns, and some of them are involved in finance and money. Well, I think of the people who warn us today about, like the Bank of America are telling their valued customers to watch out for a downturn in the economy. There's Warren Buffett, who is selling off his stock. Why? Because he expects a downturn in the economy. And then he wants to buy up those stocks again after the value goes down. So he's keeping his money handy and selling his stock. And then there's the central banks all around the world that are buying up tons of gold. Yeah, they're buying tons, not ounces. I mean, we think of us, how we could maybe go to the store and buy an ounce of gold for over $3,000. And you think about the banks that are wanting to buy a ton of gold. Or you think of the Federal Reserve, how the Trump wants to see if there's still gold in Fort Knox. There are all sorts of things going on. We can be distracted by them, rightly so, or we can recognize what it is that God wants us to do. What does God want us to do? Sure, he likes to have things the riches of the world be used for the promotion of God, but it's our souls that are really the most important thing. When you face death, you certainly understand that you want to live in goodness and not in hell. There have been a few people who have a testimony. Yeah, I have a testimony too. And we want to make sure that people live for God, Christ, Jesus. And then living in a way that shows that you belong to Him. That's what we want to do. And then there are things going on today that are distractions, whether it's money or politics or hidden interests that somehow just kind of get our attention. We say, oh, I didn't know that would happen. Oh, that goes on a lot. And that's a part of how we have to be wise with understanding the battle between good and evil and what it is that some evil forces want to do to us. Now, we do that in the middle of the contests that are going on, well, the battles that are going on. Sure, it can be good and evil, but it's also in the money interests. And the money interests go on between Washington and London, or Paris and Berlin, and the money people, or the powers that be that are really powerful people in the world of finance. All these things go on, and we get influenced by all sorts of things. Even the health people who want to tell you, stay healthy, stay healthy. How do you do that? Do you get the vaccine? Well, there's so many people that are vaccinated that could be causing a problem in your life. It's possible, and it was required by law. So now what? Well, every one of us has a few years that we have to determine if we belong to God or if we belong to the world. Are we going to pursue the interests of politics and money, or are we going to pursue the interests of God and submit to His will? Well, every one of us has one lifetime to decide, and the lifetimes are of different lengths, but everybody has one lifetime. So what are you going to do? Because that's really the question. It's about your choice to live for God, or are you going to live for worldly things? In this world where there is war and earthquakes and fires and floods going on. Oh, yeah, and don't forget, the Bible has already predicted this. The Bible in Matthew, Mark, and Luke has told you about what is to come. So don't be surprised when we have really some pretty big troubles to happen. What are you going to do? Well, there is an element of being prepared. Why do you think prophecy tells us this is coming? Look out! I think the reason for prophecy is to warn us so that we can prepare. And we all have a different idea of what preparation means. I think we prepare with water, food, and warmth. And yes, there can be war, earthquakes, fires, and floods. All of it happens. And God tells you it's going to happen. So, are we going to prepare for it? Or are we going to just let it happen? There are people who say, oh, because God said it would happen, it's the will of God. Okay, well, maybe it is, but maybe God is telling you it's going to happen so you can get prepared. And so keep that in mind, too. And maybe it is wise to get prepared. And I think of the great commandment in Matthew 22:37, to love God and love your neighbor. Now, read it for yourself. Get the full meaning out of it. How do we love God? How do we obey God? How do we love our neighbor and show them God's love? Well, there are a few things we might want to have on hand to help people. It might be water, food, and warmth. It might be toothbrushes, soap, and shampoo, or first aid. And first aid is always a good thing. We might want just bandages. Well, I know there are people who advocate beans, bullets, and bandages. That's what they say. And I wouldn't say that they were wrong. It just means everybody has a different idea. So look at what you would want to have if there was a true time of difficulty coming about. And there's lots of people who are proposing that there are difficult times coming. Yeah, oh, I hear them. I hear people talk about this and that. I hear the politicians. Oh, yeah, I was laughing about this. They say that there's a 150 movement. It's 50-51 movement. And then I laugh at that because the 5150 is a law enforcement code for a person that is not in the right mind. It's just funny. Lots of things are little messages that we might not get. And we have a world in front of us that is having troubles. They're having trouble with fires and floods and earthquakes and volcanoes. They're going on all over the world at different times. And the news media brings us this information to talk about, oh, sure, it could be a volcano in Italy or in Greece and earthquakes all over the place. And yes, they're going to happen. And so we know they're going to happen, even in America. So what are you doing to prepare for something that's going to happen, that's going to shake your life just like an earthquake would? A big earthquake, a big tsunami, a big flood, a big fire. They're happening all over the place, and there are some things that you can do to prepare. Of course, there are some things you can't do, but to have a little bit of preparation so that you can help yourself, your family, and others is a good idea. Things are going on all over. Yes, you could say in Japan and the Philippines, there too. You could say in Mexico and South America, yes, there too. Will it happen in America? Well, of course, we don't know the timing, but we can say it's likely. And what are you doing to protect yourself and your family and others? There are things that go on in the financial markets. There are things that where people have their money completely useless. That's happened in Zimbabwe and Venezuela. Oh, all sorts of other countries. It's normal. It has happened all over the world. And the central banks have an idea of giving you paper instead of precious metal. And you get to figure out, what are you going to do? Do you believe it? If you believe it, will you take a little effort to find out how you can buy a few ounces of silver or a few ounces of gold? It's not easy to do, but nothing in this world is easy when you think about preparing for what is coming, and especially when we don't know exactly what's coming, but we have a pretty good idea. And so there are things that we can do with just the basics. I think about basic first aid as being pretty important. Have you taken any advanced first aid classes? They're available, and they're very good. And that way you will know something about what to do. There's talk about nuclear war these days, too. Do you have potassium iodide? Now, it won't protect you completely, but it'll protect your thyroid glands so that you can continue to eat food for the rest of your life. There are things that are going on with having bacteria in your food. Do you have antidiarrheal? Do you have Tylenol for a headache? Do you have an antihistamine for just in case there is a response? Now, those are the basic things. And do you have basics? Do you have the basics like gauze pads and triple antibiotic and medical tape? If you don't have the basics, well, you sure want to have just the basics. And they're all different for everyone. But what can you think of? Can you think of hair-cutting scissors and nail clippers and chapstick? Can you think of a watchman's cap to keep your warmth? A good heavy coat? There are always things you can do. Oh, or in this more modern day, you might need identification. You might need to show that you are either a landowner or have a proof of residency, or that the children with you are really yours. there are things that you can do. So have some identification, have some photographs, have something, because God does tell us what's coming. Matthew, Mark, and Luke say that there will be war and famine. So what are you going to do to prevent the difficulties that come with war and famine? We all have a different idea, but please have a look at what you could do when war and famine come. Now, you could say, war, is that terrorism? Oh, yes, it is. And how are you going to speak about the gospel of Jesus Christ when you have all this going on around you? That is really showing who you belong to. Do you belong to God Jesus, or do you belong to the world? Well, how are you presenting what you believe? Now, all these things are available to search out. We have a Bible that we want to read. We might want to give a Bible away. And one of the things I give away is my preparedness list for things that you just might want to have on hand. If you would like a copy of my preparedness list, then please send me a stamped, self-addressed envelope to John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. And you can listen to any past broadcast of Christ Today by going to www.christtoday.org. And always donations are welcomed, but there's information that can help you. At least it'll help you to think. So God bless you. Thank you for today. Thank God for today. In Jesus' name, amen.